Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps on a petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out! Out, brief Campbell! Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And this is the Midnight Garden, Mato Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. Have a seat with me here between the lemon zest and the orange peel. And we will talk of things great and small, important and not so important. And I'll try to be entertaining. I don't think I really have been too much the last couple of weeks, but we're going to try and make up for it right now. This is it. We're turning over a new leaf, or an old leaf, maybe, making this the show we always hoped it would be. I can't really call it a simulcast because it's not being cast simultaneously. But I'm recording this show as I'm doing it here. I'm recording it on video, and I'm going to post it on the Facebook page. So if you're interested at all in what all of this looks like, you can see it there. You might also be able to tell, although I'm talking over it, that the noisemakers seem to follow me. I don't think they're the same noisemakers as I had last week. But my neighbors have camped out in front of my apartment and are making their usual caterwauling. But hey, we're just gonna work our way through it. It's not gonna slow us down or stop us because it's not happening 3 feet away from us the way it was last week. And we have a bunch of bar noise in the background. I don't know if you weren't tuned in last week. What happened was there's a place, Roosters. It's a sports bar that I have gone to in the past through the show because there's free Wi-Fi. But most of the time, I guess, it was okay. But last week, it was exceptionally noisy, and there were four exceptionally noisy ladies at the table right next to me, and I could not hear myself think. So about 6 minutes into the show, I abandoned the effort. I didn't abandon it. What I was going to do is I was going to take it outside. And I'd get on my phone and do the rest of the show out there from my phone. But what happened was, I got on my phone, and they wouldn't let me back in. I hadn't exited properly from when I was on the computer on the Wi-Fi. I hadn't exited the program properly, so they wouldn't let me back in from my phone. So no show last week, and that's been happening just way too often. So I must resolve to be a better Mudtoe. I must be there to work harder, to put more thought, more effort into this beforehand, so I'm not just throwing everything together at the last minute, because that's when things get screwed up, is when I'm just putting everything together and, the show starts at midnight, we'll get started putting everything together at 11:45, especially when everything happens to be at a sports bar across town. So, I mean, and that's out, not going back to the sports bar again. Again, the struggle has been, and the struggle is real, the struggle has been to find a place with free Wi-Fi that's open at midnight. All the places, I've tried the Roosters, are the only place that had Wi-Fi that was strong enough to do the show, because I had to dial in. It's like using the internet phone. And other places I've tried, the internet, the signal, the Wi-Fi signal was not strong enough to support the phone. So, and the reason I like to do it, the reason I want to have Wi-Fi is because Chief Iggy has made all these wonderful sound cuts and music cuts for us to use on our radio shows. And when I'm doing a show on my phone, I can't access those. So I've been trying to find some sort of compromise because I don't have Wi-Fi in my apartment. But I've come to the conclusion that until and unless I can put the Wi-Fi back on in my apartment, then we're just not going to be able to do those fancy things. It's just going to be me talking. In the meantime, I have to think about how I get from this point, the point where this computer I'm talking onto is hooked up to the internet, and I might be doing a true simulcast between this and Blog Talk and Facebook, although I don't know if those two entities would be too crazy about that idea. But, you know, this is my toe. Who's going to notice, right? So anyway, here I am, and how are you? Glad that you're here. Glad that you have joined me on this evening. Today, actually, this has been a weird week. I'm working this retail job, and I was only on for 2 days this week. So I had a wonderful opportunity to get a lot of good work done, and I didn't, which is very typical for me. But I did get some work done. It wasn't a complete waste. For example, I went to a job fair, and that's where I got many of these wonderful toys. Actually, if you're on the Blog Talk, you didn't see me because you can't. But you get the bag of goodies, you know, and here's the Kleenex that I got in my bag of goodies. And here is this cup that I got. It's nice. And here is you always get one of these, the hand sanitizer, the unusually shaped container of hand sanitizer. It's kind of flat and rectangular, not generally what you see. What else? I showed the ball. I got this, my stress ball. Got this at the job fair. There's this. Knocking stuff over. Here is one of these little bracelets of some sort. I haven't really gotten into that because I'm not really a bracelet person. But there's that. Let me show you this. Completely off topic. Just screaming off the rails with this one. We got this guy. He's a die. We've got different pictures on him, and someone left this behind in the store some time ago, and I took some pictures of it today, and I put it up on my Facebook page to see if anybody knew what this was, and in some ways I should have memorized the name, and I didn't, but it's a game, it's a storytelling game, I guess I think it was 9 of them, they said. I guess they have different pictures on them, so they have different combinations you can have. And you throw them in, the idea is you have to make up a story that has something to do with all of these things. What a cool idea. And I'm very sorry that someone is short one of their dice right now, but I'm quite sure mom or dad helped them out with that. I said, I'm guessing what? 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe? This just left this way here. This is probably what they were. Oh, lost their mind. Oh, I'm holding up a sad face, by the way, Blog Talk people. It just struck me as cool that something like this exists. I'm always struck by incredibly simple yet incredibly clever and intricate ideas, and that's this. And gosh, I wish I thought of it so I could have the millions. And because not just the millions, so I could have the satisfaction of having helped my fellow man and, you know, the millions. So that doesn't have anything to do with the job fair. I just, that's why I happen to be sitting here, and I just picked it up because I had it here taking pictures, as I said. And that's why I was sitting here. I know I have more stuff. You know, I've got actually some of the stuff in my car because I took it with me. I was supposed to be, I went on Wednesday, I went to an art class, taking a class at the university. They were deconstructing an art exhibition. It's a large-scale exhibition of an artist's work, and I wish I could remember the artist's name, but I can't. We sat around talking about the paintings and what we thought might have gone into them and why and wherefore and all that. And my friend, a Twilight Evening Star, this is her original idea, and I was supposed to meet her there, and I brought her some stuff from the job fair to prove that I had gone, because she's gotten upset with me in the past, where she's put me on to job fairs and such, and I checked them out, and they decided that they weren't for me, or maybe I just didn't feel that well that day or whatever, and I didn't go. And then she got very upset, and said, "Don't take the trouble to tell these things for you," and I didn't ask you, but you're right. So, oops, sorry. And So I just, sort of proof of life thing. I brought my lanyard with my name on it, with my ID, my conference ID and all that. I took that. And I took we got a T-shirt. I took that. And what else? A couple things. I took a line of the show, but she didn't show up for the class. So now what do I do? At some point in the future, I'm still going to have to do the proof of life, but I don't know when, where, and how, and why. And just interesting that this has happened a couple of times here, these things that she has put me onto, and then I end up doing them myself. So just some weirdness, some associated weirdness with two very enjoyable and productive activities. It's also fun because the job fair was done in conjunction with a conference, and I haven't been to a conference in many years. Last one I went to was a recovery conference in Houston, and I was actually just started doing the first show, Mezzo at Midnight. I was like the second or third week of that, and I was in Houston doing the show from Houston, and there's that memory. So that would have been 8 years ago, something like 8 years ago since I had been to a conference. And I used to go to them all the time, and it's like flashback time. I'm at the conference. You'd go and you'd see the people that you only see. It's like a family reunion. You see the people that you only see at the conference. If you're one of the people who are watching this on Facebook, you want to keep looking down at the phone to make sure it's still working. Because sometimes it stops, which is a fun thing. I don't know how long I've been talking here since the phone hasn't been working. I think I kind of despise this phone. I think the world would have been better off. But I'm not sure if I'm ready to extend that judgment. That is my judgment. This is a judgment and it's mine. I'm not sure I'm ready to extend that judgment to all smartphones because I only have experience with this one particular one. But this one particular one, this Samsung Galaxy J3 Emerge can suck my ass. It's really not a good thing. And I think part of it is what I always seem to end up with because I myself am the older model. I always end up with the older model because I don't have any money, first of all. And second thing is I'm not up to date on all the bells and whistles, so I have to get something that's simple enough for me to comprehend. I've never used a smartphone before. My 8-year-old granddaughter runs circles around me. She's got her iPad and her cell phone, and getting everything, and I can hardly make the thing turn on. I had it in to get it fixed today and took it to the store and they couldn't fix it. They suggested I go to one of their stores where they can actually fix things. And I can't, because there's no sound. There's no sound coming out of it. And, a phone, no sound coming out of it. It's kind of useless, So I am able to do it today. I mean, the one thing that does work is the speakerphone. So I am able to use that and do this. A wonderful show for you, but I'm pretty sure I also just don't like smartphones in general. But this particular phone, I think, is not long for this world. And I know I've said that before. I'm someone who can think of 1,000 reasons not to do things, but I have to have a replacement for it first of all, and probably the most expedient replacement available is the free phone from the government. But I do not like these the people who give out the free phones, the Q-Link people. They're one of the groups of people who give out the phone. If you watch a lot, you probably know or listen a lot, you probably know the story. They sent me a phone without telling me they were going to. And I was out of town, and somebody snatched it off of my porch. And somebody out there is using that phone. I kind of doubt it's the people who snatched it off the porch. They probably sold it to somebody, but Q-Link dutifully sends me every 2 weeks usage reports, so I know how many minutes that these people have left on my phone. Now, first I called them because they say something happens, call them right away. So I did, and there's no human being. You're doing voicemail, and it's something about navigating all those menus and then discovering that there really isn't one, a menu choice to cover what it is you want to tell them, which is that somebody stole your phone. Finally, I got up to something close, and I found out that they wouldn't turn off the phone. I mean, I thought that's what was going to happen. They would turn off the phone because it was not in the hands of the person that it was intended to go to. And, you know, what do I know? Are they building nuclear weapons and making sarin and all kinds of things, over my phone? Or phone with my name on it. So, but I couldn't get through on that level. All they wanted to do was to sell me another phone. They kept sending me these canned messages, these standardized email messages, and saying, "We're so sorry for what happened. This is unfortunately we only allowed under government regulations to give you one free phone, but we will sell you another phone for $25." I said, "No, I don't want another phone. I just want you to turn off that phone that I didn't get, that I never had my hands on." Now, I've just used up 5 minutes of time. Story I know I've told before. But anyway, I'm seriously considering going ahead and buying that $25 phone, as sketchy as it seems. It's the most direct way, first of all, to get that original phone taken care of, if they do, in fact, do it. And second, to eliminate the $58 a month I'm paying for my smartphone that I hate. And then I could use that $58 to put the Wi-Fi back on in my apartment, which is a plan I outlined on this show at least 2 months ago. And I haven't done it. And why I haven't done it, I cannot begin to tell you. I don't think of myself as a lazy person. I know a lot of people do think of me as a lazy person. I think of myself as someone who wants to be ready to improvise. I think if the plan is too rigid, you're probably going to miss opportunities. And then if I take that too far, nothing ever gets done. There has to be some level of rigidity or things aren't going to get done. Let me enable that. I've been seriously hitting the government up, hitting up the government. I don't know how you think. We've talked about the phone, and also I got to get back on SNAP, on food stamps, I mean. And I had just gone through that. Back in July, I had put in an application. And they came back at me and said, this is not all I do. They said, okay, you need to send us paycheck stubs and your utility bills. I have to confirm everything I told them. And I just wondered, if you could just skip a step and just, give me a list of things you need, and I'll send that. So you don't have to even do the whole application thing. But no, I can't do that. So last time, they gave me, they said they wanted some financial information from an employer that I hadn't worked for in 3 years. And I went after this, and it took me some time to run them down and to get the information I needed. And in that time, my deadline, which I hadn't realized I had, passed by. And I'm looking over this, and I'm kicking myself because I missed the deadline. I'm looking at all the opportunities I could have had to accelerate that if I had just had a plan. My plan usually is to wait until a few days before the deadline before I even start thinking about it. And that doesn't, as fun as that can be, it just doesn't work out very well. Particularly if we're talking about things like paying monthly bills and you're trying to make sure you got enough money in your checking account to handle all of that, you start looking at it like 3 days or 2 days before the bill is due. It's, oh, my God, I don't have money in there. What am I going to do? I've already held up all the gas stations in the neighborhood. Yeah, I'm not serious. I didn't actually hold up any gas stations, okay? So no turning me in, police department, no coming to get me. If you know where, you know where I am. But anyway, so I had to do it a second time. And I said, well, second time recently anyway. And that was today. And used to be they would call you, they'd tell you, I think we're going to call you. They said at a certain time on a certain day, we'll call you and we'll do your interview, which mainly consists of them asking you the same questions that you already wrote down the answers to on the written application, and then them telling you the evidence that you need to send them, which is, you know, almost always exactly the same. But anyway, they're going to call me at a certain time. Well, they changed that. Now you have to call them. They give you a window, and it was 8 to 12 on Friday, and I was to call them. So I did, and so the wait time was 1 hour and 16 minutes. And so, but what you can do is if you press 1, we'll put your name on the waiting list and call you back, and you won't lose your place in line. Well, that all sounds good to me. I don't want to sit next to the phone for an hour and 16 minutes. So I do that. And at about the point of time, it was pretty close, the phone rang, and I picked it up, and someone said something to me, and I didn't get a word of it. Whatever they were, whatever they were speaking, whatever was wrong with their phone, whatever was wrong with my phone, I could not understand what they were saying. So I said, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. And they said something else. Again, unintelligible to me. And I can't remember. I think I apologized again. And then they hung up. So, I mean, up the hour and a half, I got to start again. So I call again. And this time I don't sign up. I just let it play. And it's playing this god-awful hold music. It wasn't one of those where it wasn't a radio station. And it wasn't one of those where it was, like an album or something. It was about 45 seconds of recorded music that they just kept repeating over and over and over again. And I was sitting up with that thing for damn near 2 hours. And finally the lady came on the phone and she asked me the questions and I answered them. And she told me what proof I needed to give, and I made a note of it even though I kind of already knew what it was going to be. And then she said, okay, now, it says, before I let you go, I have to play a statement of rights and responsibilities. And so you go ahead and listen to that, and as soon as it's over with, you can hang up, and that'll send in your application. Okay. So it starts off, and it's a female voice reading all this boilerplate, probably the same stuff that you would see at the bottom of the form normally. It says you have to, by this date, this thing here. If you fail to do this, we can take this action. You need to appeal before the 15th. If you have 3 children, but it's raining on a Tuesday, and all that stuff. And it's just it's going on and it's going on and it's going on, and it's talking about things other than what I had applied for. I'm hearing the rights and responsibilities for everything that they do, not just staff. And I'm timing it, and it's going on, it's going on, it's going on. I mean, my God, I could spend the rest of my life listening to these rights and responsibilities. And you tend to lose, I got the application, and that's the important thing. And now I'm going to make sure that I get all my stuff together this weekend and then stop in on Monday and turn it all in, and I'm not going to have that problem that I had before. That's my resolution. That's what's going to happen. And that's the good thing that came out of all of this. And I'm trying to remember this as this lady is going on and on and on and on and on. And then finally, she's like right in the middle. There's no sort of transition at all. She just said, another one of her like rules she was clicking off. And then the limits are $5,000 to $2,000 a month. Thank you. Click. And she was done. It was sort of winding up. Thank you for being at OJJFS. We appreciate your business. And, about a kilo? Nothing like that. Just goodbye. And you're gone. I had to have a chuckle over that. I kind of made it almost worth it, burning my whole morning on that. But as I say, the goal was accomplished. I got the stuff. I got this stuff ordered, and then I drove to work. I didn't have to work today. I drove all the way there because I hadn't seen my work schedule for next week yet. And it's another 2-day week. That's good. But then it's a little different because I'm also working at the college. So I'm working 2 days at the college. I'm working at one afternoon at the emergency room, not far from where I live. So it'll be a busy week, but hopefully I'm more. Maybe if I'm busier, I can also be more productive about other things. I think when there's like nothing happening, when I'm just 100% on my own to make the schedule however I want it, I think it's not a bad thing. I'm just, if you're watching this on the Facebook, you're probably wondering why is he holding his hand in front of his face. I don't know. I just haven't. I switched from sort of favoring the computer and then to favoring the phone. And then I go back to the computer, and then I go back to the phone. And sometimes if I'm talking into the phone, I forget, and I have my hand up on my face, and I'm completely shielding it from the computer. No reporters. Put the coat over my head so you can't see who I am. Those of you watching on Facebook are getting a nice view of my kitchen, which is where I'm sitting right now. See my closet door behind me, the forbidden closet. I have some stuff in there. We're really not supposed to have. Well, nobody said that. But see, that's also where the basement floor is. And people come in here and have to access the basement and then get pissed off if they have to move something out of the way. So keep the basement door clear. But actually, it's open. It's been open. I've told the maintenance people that. We're not supposed to go down there because it's dangerous. And I have no desire to go down there, but I do know that the odd rat or two has been spotted in our neighborhood. I don't really like that door hanging open there, but I can't seem to get anybody to do anything about it. I thought maybe I'll tape it shut or something, but then they'll come in and want to do something and see the door taped shut, and I'll catch hell for that. If you also like any other thing you can see prominently is the refrigerator. All the stuff on the door. The picture of my granddaughter on there. The picture of Twyla on there, which she probably wouldn't appreciate me putting on there. But it's kind of a distance away, so you really can't see. There's my chip clip, my magnetic chip clip. I was wondering if that's just a storage thing, or if people actually like hang their chips from the refrigerator door. In the clip. Is that a thing? Do people do that? I don't know. Oh, there's one of the things. Way at the top of the refrigerator is the water bottle I got at the job fair. I knew there was something else. There was something I was missing. And like most, the top of the refrigerator is just like any other horizontal surface. It's it collects clutter. It just does. That's the thing. You see the desk. You can't. The computer's sitting on it, so you can't see it. But boy, oh boy, what a cluttered desk. Here's some. This is my track phone. If you've seen one of these before, da-da-da. It's one of those. They call it a minute phone. It's one of those things you've got to buy a card and plug the number in here, and it gives you minutes. When the minutes are gone, that's it. No more phone. And I made it with a minute phone for the longest time until I managed to convince myself that wasn't any good. Okay, now see, here's the other thing I've done. I'm pretty sure, because my plans changed a number of times, that at one time I had thought I was going to record this show. I mean, the audio as well. And then upload that to Blog Talk and run the show that way. See, the thing is, if I do that, I still have to find Wi-Fi somewhere at midnight on a Friday. Now, it doesn't affect the broadcast because it isn't really about, I'm not doing it live. But I ended up not recording it. But what I did when I set up the show, I got to tell Blog Talk this is going to be a show, when it is and how long it's going to be. And I think I told them 45 minutes because there's always, when you record the show, then I'm going to add in, you know, the introduction that Iggy did and so forth. Sometimes it ends up going over the 30 minutes. And I think that is what has happened, because ordinarily I would have gotten my warning from Blog Talk Now that I was running out of time. So I think I am going to let you go. We have done, I've done my due diligence, I've done my duty, my half an hour. I'm going to go back over this. I really am going to, I'm so often I say this, but I want to listen to the Blog Talk, because some of the people who listen to the show, they send me messages and let me know whether the audio quality sucked or not, whether the show sucked or not. You know, it can go that way too. But I got the phone sitting on the desk, probably, and it's on speakerphone because that's the only way the phone will work. And it's probably 2 feet from me to the speakerphone. I think that ought to be planned. I mean, I'm not, there may be some echo happening, but I don't know. I'll find out how I can do this until the Wi-Fi returns and I don't have to worry about it anymore. So until that time, I'll be working diligently to work it out. And I thank you for joining me this evening. The video won't get up on Facebook tomorrow because I have to work. It'll probably be Sunday before the video gets up on Facebook if you're interested in seeing it. It's the Midnight Garden page. And that's all I got. Thanks for tuning in, and have a pleasant good evening.